We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting in two dots on the bottom. Yedea Nisha Nazir Oser B'Yayin. So we said in the last case in the Mishnah that if someone says, "I know that Nazir Oser B'Yayin, but I thought I will get a special dispensation. You know, by me, I can't last without wine, or my job is to be Kovei Mesim." So the halacha is, "I raise a mutter Rav Shimon Oser." Faith in Marakasha. It's like the wrong way. But Amit Reisha. Also, Rav Shimon Mater. Didn't we say in the Reisha, which means the middle case, that according to Tanna Kamma, if you makabel on one aspect of Naziris, it's also. And Rav Shimon holds, no, Muti, you have to do the whole thing. And here it's the opposite. It says over here that the Areza Mutter, Rav Shimon Oyser, it's the opposite way. Rav Shimon is the one who says you have to be Masav Kulam. What's going on over here? So, Gemara, you're right, you have to change the Mishnah. Amen, Ami, Areza Oster, Rav Shimon Mater. I have to change the Mishnah and say, Oster, Rav Shimon Mater. But you say, what? Masefa. The whole kasha we just were talking on Masefa, yeah. And we asked the kasha from Masefa to the middle case. And we said, no, yeah, it's the same thing. Because the Seifa, again, is a case only with Kabbalah and Zeres and certain things. And the Lacha is with Shimon holds, you have to do everything. So therefore, it's going to be Mutter for Rabbi Shimon because you weren't with Kabbalah and anything. So it's the wrong way our Mishnah has. So we're changing it to Areza Aser, Rabbi Shimon Mata. But you say, Malaylan Seifa, keep the Mishnah the way it is. What's the Pshat? Awesome. The middle case is where you tackle only makabel zeros of one thing. The amri afilu loynoza elamachasam avinoza, and therefore you also. And Rav Shimon holds that no, it's mutter. Why? The amach yazam mekulam is mutter. Seifa is not a case where he said I want a makabel zeros besides for that. You know what the case was? He's makabel zeros on the whole thing, and then he went to the rav. And the Rav was mad to him, either case of wine. He went to the Rav and said, I can't manage that wine. So, you know, I need a head to my nether. And he was mad because of the wine. Or a mason. That was the case in Sefer. The Nazim Makulu, the Ishul Machada. The Rabbanon da Amri, the Rabbanon says, I feel like Nazir El Ma'achas Mehav Nazir. So it works the opposite way as well also. Ki Mishul Machada now, you're showing on one aspect of the Naziris, history, the whole thing falls apart. Because just like by Kabbalah, if you're Kabbalah on one thing, everything is chal. If you're shoyl on one thing, everything is batal. So,
everything else is chal.
I know, right? So the thing, just you look at the shayla now; it's a new thing now. So the shayla, it's just any like one aspect of shayla is like being shoyl on the whole thing, and therefore, like the Mishnah says, there is a mutter. Why? Because you're shoyl on one thing, the whole thing fell apart. Because once you were shoyl on one part. So just like Kabbalah one part is a handle for the whole entire Naziris, Shela one part is a handle to the whole entire Naziris, the whole thing falls apart. L'Rav Shimon Damach Yaz Mekulam Ki Mishul Nami Mahu Ad the Mishul Mekulu. Till you shell on everything, because it's not chal. If you just shell on one thing on Naziris, it's not chal. That for sure, that's impossible to be shoyl on one part of it and that should be chal. Just which way to go? Rabban hold, then the whole thing is batal. Rav Shimon holds, the whole thing stays asa. But it's not possible just to do one part that you can't have a zeros without yain or without mason. So therefore, that's the machlekes over here. The machlekes is in the she'ela, and the she'ela is like the Kabbalah, but it goes the opposite way. According to Rabban, she'ela on one thing makes the whole thing batal, that's where it is a mutter. According to Rav Shimon, she'ela on one thing does not help, and therefore it is asa. So that's Taka Teretz number two. So we had so far two Teretzim. First Teretz is, we did surgery in the Mishnah. We said, it's Taka, the Chum say, Aser Rav Shimon Mata. That's what you have to say. And that second Pshat is, no, read it the way it is. There is a Mutter. And the reason is, because it's talking about She'ela, and She'ela works just like Kabbalah. And Ba'isema, a third Teretz. Like we had this idea, next to tomorrow, we'll be familiar from Mesechtas Nedarim. They're arguing, what's halacha b'nidre oinsim? We're plucked at the shmul of Rav Asi. Look at the Mishnah. There are four nadarim that Chacham said is mutter. What are the four nadarim? Nidre zeruzim. Nidre zeruzim is a neder that two people are fighting, haggling over a price. And this guy says, I'm not paying 1 cent more than $200. And the other guy says, I'm not selling it to you for 1 cent less than $400. And they make a shua on that. They're not on that. The halacha is that they can settle on 300. Because each guy is just trying to be mezarah as the other guy. That's all. That's called nidre zeruzim. Nidre avoy is a neder where someone says that I saw a crowd the size of Yetzim and Tribe. He says, about a levaya there. It was bigger than Yetzi Mitzrayim. So people do exaggerate when it comes to these things, if it was not called a neder. Even if you count up the people, it's only 560,000, it's fine. Nidir Shkogus is a case where a guy made a neder and he forgot that he ate. He said, this kikar is usur if I ate lunch already. And then he says, oh, taka, I ate lunch. So that's also Nidir Shkogus. You have to be Adam Meshua. Nidri Ointzim is a case where a guy says that if I don't make it to the chasana, I'll be also on apricots. And he got an oinus and he had a flat tire. He couldn't make it to the chasana. It's called Nidri Ointzim. Those are the four types of Nadarm. Bam Rav Yudam Ravasi, Abon Adarm Alalu, Tshvichim Sheil Chacham. Even though they're not really chal, but Maisim Adarbon, you need a Sheil Chacham. So it says over here, So what happens over here, so we have to figure out, what's the Ointzim? What is the Ointzim? Kimisa Kameh Neshmua, Amali, Tanak Tani, Yatiru Chachamim, Vatar Mashiach HaShayel, Chachamim, we finished the Gemara on that, we'll explain exactly what's going on. So when, on those four Nedarim in that Mishnah, that said Yatiru Chachamim, so Huda said, B'Shem Ravasi, they need Sheila. So when it said in front of Shmuel said, Tanak Tani, Yatiru Chachamim, Vatar Mashiach HaShayel, Chachamim, that kind of Gemara. So Gemara says now, Pshat our Mishnah like this. Rabbanon Savri Kishmuel, Rav Shimon Kiravasi. Comes as Machlekes over here. If you need Sheila Nidri Ainsim. Now, our Gemara is saying is that our Mishnah is a case of Nidri Ainsim. Because the Maisa, it's like he can't be not Matamal Mason. That's his job. So it's Nidri Ainsim. So therefore, it's a Sheila, my Nidri Ainsim, if it's Chal not. The Chacham hold Mutter, why? Because they hold like Shmuel holds that the Tiru Chacham, it's Mutter. Rav Shimon Oysim means like this. You're right that in Midrash it's Mutter, but Midrash Bona needs Sha'ila L'Chacham. So Rav Shimon Oysim means you need Sha'ila L'Chacham. So that's the case. I'll say it one more time. That's called Nidra Oysim here, and there's a Machlekes, you need Sha'ila, and that's what it means. There is a Mutter, means you don't need Sha'ila. But Rav Shimon says, no, you need Sha'ila. So, good question, my Shikhar is a Pella. What's the dimin to Nidri Ointzim? What Sheikh is Nidri Ointzim over here? Nidri Ointzim, there was a case. The guy said, if I don't make it to the chasana, I'm going to be usur. And he got a flat tire, he didn't make it to the chasana. Here, it wasn't Nidri Ointzim. He knew exactly what he was doing when he made the neder. He made a neder, he knew already that was his job. So, why is that called Nidri Ointzim? That's not called Nidri Ointzim. As I frank, all the Rishonim, including the Rosh, for the article users, Taisvis, Rosh, everyone asks Kasha. This is Kasha across the board. Everyone asks Kasha. What's the dimin? Enfert the Tosis. The Pshat is over here is that the Oidus came afterwards. He made it, Bashas and Neder, he was Bari V'chazak and he could live without wine. And then he got Shvach. Or when he made the Neder, he was the assistant CEO and that's why he was the usher. He didn't need the money to be Kovid Mason. At the end, he had to be Kovid Mason. He had to be Kovid Mason. So what happened was, here now, he had a problem. So here was a Nidri Ointzim. It became an Oynis later on. It became an Oynis. You couldn't keep it. That's Oynis. So here, that's why it's similar to that case. That's one Tyrus and Toysvis. Toysvis is the other Trutzim, Ayin Shom. Back upon him, we have to somehow compare it to those Nidri Ointzim. But either way, the Machlaikas over here is, Dinish Sheil Lecham. So it's three Pshatim in our Mishnah. Three Pshatim. Either you change the Girsa, or we are saying that just like the Kabbalah on one's enough, Sheila one's enough according to the Rabbanan, and therefore it's Mutta. Or it means that according to Rav Shimon, also means you need Sheila and the Rabbanan, that's why it says Rav Shimon Isa. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Arini Nazir, Va'alai, Ligalayach Nazir. A guy says, I want to be a Nazir, and I want to sponsor someone else's carbon naziris. Galiach Nazir means I'm going to give him a haircut. It doesn't mean you need to go to become a barber and give him a haircut. It means I'm going to take care of his geluach, which means take care of his kabbanas. So he says, I want to be a Nazir and I'm going to sponsor someone else's naziris. But Shama Chaveira, his friend heard and thought it was a good idea. I also, and I'll also be a Galiach Nazir. So it sounds like he's saying, Va'ani, I'll be a Nazir and also I'll also sponsor someone's naziris. So the Mishnah says, if they're smart, Megachim Zazah. They have to take a sponsor or a friend. So they sponsor the other guy. In the land, they only bring one carbon each. Because they each sponsor each other's carbon. So the guy's already knows there, which really doesn't have his own carbon, but someone else can sponsor it. And he's sponsoring someone else's carbon. So let's be me and my sheep. So I'm an Oz, I sponsor his carbon. He's an Oz, he sponsors my carbon. And everything is Shalom by Yisrael. The difference is that he saved, when he made the Naziris, he's going to have two carbonas. Let's say a set of carbonas, a sponsorship, cost $1,800. So it was, of course, in $3,600. He's becoming Nazir himself, and he's sponsoring someone else's. But now he found someone who has the same deal as him. We switched the deal. I'll sponsor yours, you sponsor me. You only bring $1,800. It's unbelievable. That's the idea. Pekach, the chapit. But my pekach, megalchim zazah. From lav, megalchim nazir macherim. From lav, megalchim nazir. If you don't make this deal, so then, or you didn't hear about it, like, you didn't know about it, like, so the Taisa she'en lam pekach, they don't think of it. I don't know why it's a big pekach. You do your friend's carbon. So if it's a pekach, means you try to meet up with the guy, the same guy who did it, and you do it. So much what the chap is, maybe...
Same price.
What? No, not true. If you sponsor, that's the thing. If you have to sponsor someone, and you have no one sponsoring for yourself, then you're bringing two kabbanas. Here, you're only bringing one set of kabbanas. Because you're sponsoring my sheets and my sheets sponsoring mine, and everything's good.
How are you allowed to sponsor
someone's car?
That guy has a
chiv. No, he's a chiv to bring kabbanas. You don't pay for it. You bring kabbanas. You can't take care of it until you bring kabbanas. You don't have to pay for your own money. He doesn't say that. He has to make sure it's done. That's the guy's sponsorships. Yeah. Let's say the case was a guy says already nazir, but a lot of guys nazir. He says, I want to be a nazir, I want to sponsor someone else in Ziris. And someone else says, a guy says, Vani. Always the word is Vani, me also. What's the halacha? Mao. Vani akula deburu mashma? Is a mashma on the whole Kabbalah? On that I'm being a nazir and a mekalf, my friend? Or only half? Oh, you don't want to pag the deburu mashma. And intim tzulema pagi dibur mashma. If you say it's only on half his dibur, a ratio a sefer. Is it on the first half that you want to be a nazir, or on the sponsorship part? So it's a double shaila. When you say vani, do you mean the whole thing, or you mean half? If you mean half, which half do you mean? The second half or the first half? First half is much harder. Now you have to bring kabbonis. You have to actually be a nazir. You have to grow your hair and not be talmud mason and not drink wine. So which one do you mean? That's the shaila in gemara. Toshema our mishnah. It doesn't have mishnah like this. It says, "Va'ani va'alai le'gaich anazir." And when you pick him, "Gaichem zeh." Midikama va'ani va'alai. It says, "Va'ani va'alai." Right? Shema mina va'ani apagi debura. It's in mashma. It's only going on half because I have to speak out. "Va'alai le'gaich anazir." And we know which half also. For some reason, the Gemara has to speak it out. The Gemara speaks out, and Amri in apagi debura mashma mi areishu asefa. Which half? So the Gemara means, look at the Mishnah. Midikama va'alai le'gaich. Shema mina va'ani is al tchilas debur mashma, and that's what you have to add on. V'alai le'gaich is nazir. So you have to write from Mishnah. Why you have to write from Mishnah? So Chari refer to Mizraya. It says over here the guy says va'ani va'alai le'gaich is nazir. Why do you have to speak both out? If va'ani means everything, just stop right there. Teretz says va'ani is mashma al tchilas deburoy, and then v'alai le'gaich is nazir. It's in a Adam. It's good. Yeah. Well, it's posh. It's easy, right? Yeah. Easy, right? It's easy to vote. Yeah. Omle Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, the Rava. Memai the Hachi. How do you know to read the Mishnah that way? Memai the Hachi. La'oy lo me'malach. Vani akul debura. Maybe really vani means another whole thing. Ve'im mishum v'alai. My kama v'alai. B'hom milsa. We say like this. My kama v'alai. B'hom milsa. He says that really, Vani is enough. He's just paraphrasing. Well, it's very good when you listen to people speak, especially your wife, you paraphrase. You know, you paraphrase. Here he says, I said Vani. You know what I meant? I meant also, the other guy's calling upon us. Ah, if you want to paraphrase, so paraphrase the whole thing. Why only paraphrase half? So that, the Rosh in the Shittim Kabetzes speaks out that the Vani don't have to paraphrase. Vani, we know it means, Vani, or me, means to be a nazir. But maybe you wouldn't chap that he means to say va'alai le'gaich nazir also, so he picks it out, by the way, and I meant that also. But really, va'ani is enough of a lashon that it means the whole entire thing. That's the one wants to be doicha. Our mission says he said both. Va'ani and va'alai le'gaich. Nah, you don't need va'alai le'gaich. He's just repeating over what he means to say, just in case you didn't get it clear. Zok to gemar le'yitei mahochi, I'll bring you a riot that you have to say this paraphrasing of art. Le'yitei mahochi, the Torah is safe. It doesn't say, ha'rei alai le'gaich chatzi nazir. Me also. So hasa mi katar tamila. There was only two things. The case of the sefer was so on your base on base. He didn't say already nazir, and he also said ani legalech. He didn't say both things. That's not what he said. He didn't say two things. He only said one thing there. He only said my real legalech hatinazir. The guy said ani. Why have to repeat it over? So akarchach repeating it over is the paraphrasing. Elamai kama alai b'ha milsa. I'm saying, what I mean to say is, I'm just saying it over. So it's a raya from the Sefer. So what's the say that Gemara? Gemara thought it was a raya. Gemara thought it was not a raya, because you're paraphrasing. And the raya is that Mishnah Beis, there's only one thing. And there it says, again, that the guy says, we'll see in the sugi there what chatzin nazir, what's the significance of that. We'll see what we get there on Daf Yabez and Beis. V'akaponim, so you see from there, that's the thing, is saying it over. Amalei Rava, no, that's worse, making it worse. Hochi Ashta. If you say Reisha, you had to repeat it over, so it's a raya that Va'ani is only going on the half the Dibra, the ratio of the Dibra, and if you have to speak it over. So Seifa, Loi Tzricha, Seifa just spoke out this paraphrase thing again. So Tani Seifa, Loi Tzricha, Mishu Reisha Tzricha. Seifa, but you don't need those words because it's the ratio. But Eli Armitz, Reisha Loi Tzricha, Seifa Loi Tzricha, Tani Reisha Loi Tzricha, Seifa Loi Tzricha. If you're just saying something about paraphrasing, you have to repeat this twice, you have to tell him Mishnah is twice, that someone says something over, he has OCD, he's saying it over, you have to say this twice, two times the Mishnah have to speak it out, what was that? That makes no sense. And therefore, Rav holds it is a raya. Mishnah, it's a raya, he says, okay, good. So here it said it because you need those words, and then it said it over there, okay. Even though Loi Tzricha had said it over. But now they're saying they're both Loi Tzricha, he's saying over two Mishnahis with the same thing, the guy repeats over what he said, that's Shver, and therefore, he holds that it is a raya, that Va'ani is only going on Reish Deburah, but otherwise, he holds, it's not a raya.